Good afternoon to Non-Toxic Environments with Jay and Andy. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about an environmental product myth. A great deal of emphasis has been placed on the term VOC, or volatile organic compound, in the last 10-15 years, to the extent that many have begun to believe that all VOCs are bad and should be eliminated. As in most things, this is superficial and quite an overstatement. In fact, the government has been interested in regulating VOCs because some, though not all, VOCs react with nitrous oxides in the atmosphere to form smog, creating compounds. That is, that the government has been primarily interested with reducing outdoor air pollution. Not only has this focus tarred all VOCs with the same brush, but it shows no concern with the toxicity of various chemicals. Indeed, the government has exempted both ammonia and acetone, two very toxic chemicals, from regulations as VOCs, even though they are regulated in Europe, for example, because they don't contribute to smog formation. These ingredients are thus now finding their way into zero VOC formulations of major manufacturers, safe from government regulation and without concern for their effect on users. The point is, we must consider the effect of specific ingredients, not whether something is a VOC or not. So, for an example, consider the difference between ethylene glycol and propylene glycol. The former, ethylene glycol, is essentially antifreeze for your car. It's also used by many paint companies to provide freeze-thaw resistance and a wet edge in the application. It is a VOC. It's also extremely toxic to humans. On the flip side, propylene glycol is a VOC as well, which can be used for the exact same purposes in paint. It has no toxicity whatsoever. No skin sensitizing hazards, no inhalation hazards, no toxicity hazards. So one ingredient is poison. The other is completely benign, and yet they each contribute to essentially the same VOC content to the finished product. In other words, paints made with propylene glycol are much safer for humans, and yet they have the exact same VOC reading as a paint made with ethylene glycol. By definition, VOCs in and of itself is largely meaningless. So the converse is also true. Zero VOC in and of itself does not mean a product is safer. And using a sample of a manufacturer we all know, AFM Safecoat. Safecoat products focus on indoor air quality as a whole, and particularly on human health and the elimination of toxicity. The issue is it safer for people and not just the outdoor air? Unlike companies making zero VOC products, AFM avoids the use of acetone, ammonia, butyl acetate, crystalline silica, a known carcinogen, odor masking agents, formaldehyde precursors, and many other similar toxic compounds that they use to make their products less expensive. So that's why we get frequent calls from chemically sensitive individuals who have had used a major manufacturer's zero VOC paint only to find it's still making them sick. When they repaint with AFM Safecoat, they tell us that they can live in their house again, we know we are doing the right thing.